But she'd already decided not to answer that question. "Did you make it to the original gate?"
"I'm standing right in front of it, watching the plane pull away. Damn it. Now I have to call Molly."
"I can call her for you, if you'd prefer. Give me her number, and I'll do it. You can blame it all on me."
"I do blame this all on you."
"It's not my fault you were stuck in traffic, sir."
"Well, not that part."
She worked hard to sound upbeat. "Let's look at the big picture, shall we? You would have missed the flight anyway, and you would have been rebooked regardless. I assure you, I've put you on the first confirmed seat assignment back to the West Coast. I even scored you an upgrade to Comfort Plus." He didn't fight her. Either he didn't have the energy, or he sensed that it'd be useless. He'd lost this round, whatever it was.
"Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have yelled at you."
Lita was touched. Usually, the next step after getting yelled at was getting hung up on. So all things considered, this was going quite well. "Aw, you didn't really yell. Travel is stressful for everyone, even under the best of circumstances."
"I mean, you did rebook me before I even knew I needed to be rebooked. I guess we would have had this conversation anyway."
"That's the spirit, sir." He sighed again, and she tried to feel less terrible. He was really making the best of it, and she appreciated that.
"Oh, hell,"
he mumbled, half to Lita, and half to the empty gate.
"Would you look at that? They're first in line for takeoff, those lucky sons of bitches."
She cleared her throat, and since he was being such a mensch, she took a chance. "Sir, maybe your luck is about to change."
"For the better, I hope. I'm not sure I can take any more bad luck today."
"For the better, yes. Any minute, Mr. Merritt. I apologize again about not contacting you before I made the alterations. But I grabbed the last upgraded seat assignment on Flight 3422. More legroom and free booze is lucky, right? I promised you'd be home in Seattle today, and I intend to fulfill that promise. Please believe me when I tell you this. You would have never made it home tonight. Not if you'd caught that flight."
"What do you mean, I wouldn't have made it home?"
"I don't know exactly. It's just a feeling I had. A very strong feeling."
"You changed my flight because you had a feeling?"
She nodded, like he could hear her head rattle over the cell connection. "A very strong feeling. I think I've made that clear." A muffled thump suggested that he dropped himself into a seat to catch his breath. He had 90 minutes before boarding would begin for his next flight.
"As long as I'm home tonight, everything will be okay. Even if I have to detour through Atlanta."
"Atlanta isn't that bad, sir. You have enough time during your layover for a massage, a drink, even a mani-pedi, if you're into that kind of thing." He was calming down, resigned to a southbound connecting fate.
"Drink, yes. Massage, maybe. The mani-pedis, I'll leave to my daughter. She's 17, home alone for the first time."
"She must be a very responsible young woman."
"Generally. She has a dozen emergency phone numbers, a key to our neighbor's place, some cash, a credit card, and the dog. This was an act of faith. A leap of faith?"
"Gesture of faith?" Lita suggested.
"Sure, that works."
"I have no doubt that she's fine, sir." He snorted.
"Like you had no doubt that I should skip the LAX connection?"
"Yes, just like that."
"That makes me feel better. Kind of. I don't know why."
"I don't know why either, but I appreciate the vote of confidence and..." She stopped. She'd heard something. Loud and very close to where Grady Merritt was sitting. A hard, fast noise that echoed through the cell phone's connection. In the background, people started shouting. An alarm went off. Then another. "Mr. Merritt?" He said something, a single syllable. She thought it was God. "Mr. Merritt, are you all right? Is everything okay?" With his mouth a little too close to the microphone, he breathed,
"I gotta go."
"Wait, was I right? Is something wrong? Did something happen? Mr. Merritt, are you okay?" The call dropped.